I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. This afternoon, President Obama made a strong statement on the crisis in Ukraine. Actually, it was more of a warning to Russia not to intervene. The president spoke after a day of unexplained military activity in Crimea, a mostly Russian-speaking region in southern Ukraine.
We are now deeply concerned by reports of military movements taken by the Russian Federation inside of Ukraine.
Obama made it clear that the U.S. wants Ukrainians to decide their own future without any outside intervention. And he said any violation of Ukraine's sovereignty and territorial integrity would be deeply destabilizing.
It would be a clear violation of Russia's commitment to respect the independence and sovereignty and borders of Ukraine and of international laws. And just days after the world came to Russia for the Olympic Games, it would invite the condemnation of nations around the world. And indeed, the United States will stand with the international community in affirming that there will be costs for any military intervention in Ukraine.
Such a military intervention may already have been underway earlier today in Crimea. Unidentified gunmen, soldiers perhaps, blockaded the region's two main airports. Reporter Jacob Resnick went to try and speak to them.
Well, this morning we went to the international airport outside of Sevastopol, and it's only an airport in name. It's really, since the last few years, it's been more of a military base. And it was quite interesting. In the distance, about 50 yards away, we could see green military trucks parked through the two lanes and blocking everything. And there was about 7 or 8 very heavily armed soldiers standing outside. And then right up to the highway, there was this makeshift barricade, and it was manned by civilians, some just local guys. Some of them had, you know, army surplus fatigues. They were flying flags of Russia Bloc, and that's an ethnic Russian political party in Ukraine. And we went up and talked to them, and they said, oh, we have no contact with those guys over there. We're just here. We're going to watch the situation, which was a little disingenuous because a little while later, a green military, one of the trucks came out of the base. These guys were quick to move the barricades back. They kind of exchanged some thumbs up with the men in the trucks. They looked to me anything like a Russian soldiers that I've always seen looked like. The uniforms, the vehicles, everything. But curiously enough, all the insignias were removed or missing. No patches on the shoulders of the uniforms. All the license plates had been removed from the trucks. So there was no actual insignias that you could see with your naked eye. But to my eyes, they looked like Russian soldiers.
That's pretty intense. You're basically saying that these are Russians.
They looked to me. I mean, again, I wasn't able to check ID, but they looked like they were driving the exact same vehicles. I mean, you do see Russian military vehicles driving around Sevastopol because there is a military base in this town. There's nothing odd about that. The only difference I saw between the vehicles I saw today and the ones you might see go through town on any given day is that they didn't have any license plates.
What was everyone that you saw armed?
No, they were armed. The people in civilian clothes and surplus fatigues. No, they were not visibly armed. I didn't see any weapons. Mm. No, they were just drinking tea and coffee and eating sandwiches out of the trunk of the car. It was really pretty chill, actually, and pretty friendly, just kind of milling around. And I think also their idea was they wanted to make sure that no one could wander up to these soldiers. I mean, some of the journalists asked, "Hey, what would happen if we just hopped your little barricade and walk up and talk to those guys?" And they said, "Well, they'd probably shoot you."
So how tense is it in Crimea right now?
Well, because the city of Sevastopol is – the people here probably self-identify, 85-90% of them self-identify as ethnic Russian. These actions seem to have a lot of popular support, so there isn't any visible friction that I see in downtown Sevastopol. There's a lot of pro-Russia rallies almost every night, and the Russian flag is flying on most buildings. It's pretty rare to see the yellow and blue national Ukrainian flag in the city of Sevastopol, even though this is nominally a Ukrainian city. I mean, walking the streets now, you see the Russian tricolor, red, white, and blue everywhere. You feel like you're in a Russian city. So I would say the tension was almost completely absent.
So if Ukraine wanted to get this region back, it sounds like they'd have a pretty tough time at this point.
They would have a tough time, and part of the reason is the main highway coming down from Simferopol, which is the provincial capital of Crimea. There actually are these are checkpoints being manned, and they're stopping vehicles and they're searching. So now that these armed groups, whoever they are, if they're Russia or whatever, control the airport, and there's people on the highway, it would be logistically very difficult for Kiev to try to like wrest the region back under its forces control.
Reporter Jacob Resnick in Crimea, southern Ukraine. Thank you.
Thank you, Marco.